I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With you, the Memphis Grizzlies have a game tonight.
Yes, they do.
They play the Minnesota Timberwolves
right here. You left out a part. The red-hot Memphis Grizzlies.
Red-hot.
Yeah, man.
Mark Giannotto, who you can hear afternoons right here on 93.9 FM ESPN, says it's not too early, and it's also not too crazy to start thinking playoffs. Now, this has been his jihad, right? This has been his mission.
I respect and love Mark. I respect his work. I do. When he starts talking about Grizz and playoffs, I tune out.
You do?
Because I'm tuning into Mark all the time. With all due respect, you're setting yourself up for disappointment.
Yes, trust
like,
that.
And,
yes.
And it was never. It's never been about that, right? And I don't think it ever – there's going to be a reverting back here. Right, you're playing a part of your schedule that's very manageable right now. Let's be real about that, too. Okay, and yes, you're playing in a down west. But I don't want to start – this is the reason, right? It's nothing personal with Mark. I don't want to start convincing myself that a quality season, right, is having to fight – being the 9 or the 10 and just having a chance to make the play or being in the playoffs, because that's not what this season was ever about.
That's right.
Or was going to be about. It was just going to be about the development of what we think are some superstars. And that's what it continues to be about. And that's where I can sort of be in my happy place, John. I can be all happy watching Jaren shoot all those threes.
When there are no stakes.
When it's just their development is the
right.
Stakes. And I'm literally seeing them on a nightly basis get better. I don't want to have to start thinking, oh, my gosh, if they don't make playoffs, oh, man, that's a setback. No.
Or a letdown.
So that's why I'm not to that point. I don't put them in the same sentence. It's great that they're only a half game out with some games that look like you're going to win. It adds an extra layer of spice to it. But I'm not going to talk about it seriously.
Right.
I think it's unfair to them, quite frankly. I don't think that was ever the expectation.
You're right.
And believe me, that's not reining them in. I just don't want to disappoint myself. I want to be in my happy place.
Right, because you're sitting here at 15-22, okay? It's not like you're running through the West.
So we're talking about a pace on pace to win 33, 34 games.
Yeah.
Right? That's right now. Well, the pace is going to come back, I think, a little bit.
It is.
Like,
I think the Grizzlies are going to make moves at the deadline.
The moves
will
happen.
Probably damage or hurt their team.
You saw how great Crowder was against the Clippers. My God, he had 27, 8, and something. I mean, he's playing like LeBron out there. You're not going to have those guys, we feel like, at the end of the year. You're still going to be, I think, if there's any kind of concern about, hey, a back or something like that or a hand, you're going to do some load management and sit some of these young guys down, right? You're going to continue to go about because that's working for you right now. So, again, I just don't want to change what the goals are so we don't set ourselves up for disappointment. And what's clearly good enough right now, them just getting better on a nightly basis, I like it the way it is.
Yeah, no, I actually agree with you 100%. Like,
I'm having fun.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to tell anybody not to dream. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
Like,
I want to be the guy that's
also
not telling you that.
Know what that is. Like, know that it's a dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, know that it's like gravy. You know, would it be awesome to have, the Los Angeles Lakers and Memphis for two games? Sure, it'd be great, right? It'd be great to have Jagus. But, like, that, we're just so far away from that. And also, I just feel like we're going to get to a point where, A, they're going to trade guys away at the trade deadline, you know, and the Grizzlies are going to make strategic decisions about Ja's health. You know, like, that's still going to happen.
And I think Portland's going to make a move. Like, Portland can't afford to sit there and be the team that's sitting outside right now. What are they in? They're in 9th, 10th. Yes, right behind you, sitting right there tied with you, quite frankly, 15-22. I feel like, you know, that's a team that felt like was going to be in the playoffs already, so that's a team that's going to be desperate enough to make a move to get back in.
Because they're in a different timeline.
No question
about it.
You know
what I mean? They
have to
be.
They can't afford to be on the outside looking in, whereas the Grizzlies can because no one expected this. So, again, I didn't say that as sort of an attack, but I don't want to add playoffs in right now to any sort of expectations I have. Because I'm in my happy place right now, just watching them grow up and get better, these young superstars.
Yeah,
we
don't have to put this kind of pressure on them.
No pressure, exactly, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No pressure.
You know,
like, that's what you want.
Save this for, like, 2022. You know what I'm saying? Like, save it for
maybe next year. Maybe even next year if you use some of this cap space you're about to have over the next couple of years, if you use a little bit next year. Maybe even next year you're talking. Because, again, if you do want to dream, right, and you want to do that, Sacramento hadn't taken that step forward. We thought they were to sort of say, hey, we're here, we're ready for – Phoenix is sort of still – hadn't taken that step like it looked like early on this season they might be ready to do. That hasn't happened yet. Minnesota sort of looking like at some point, you know, that ain't working. So you're gonna reboot that up.
Yep.
So eventually, yes, this can happen very soon, but I'm not ready to go there yet with you, John.
I agree. However, I can still enjoy the development of Ja.
100%.
That's all.
Hopefully watch him in a dunk contest.
You know, like Will Smith's genie, I gave you three wishes yesterday, and all you wanted was the development of Ja and Jaren. That's it. That's all you wanted.
But you guys, what you start doing the Giannotti, you want championships.
And well, I realized, over the next decade.
I realized when I thought about it, right, 10 years, long time. I mean, that's going to be a lot of career for Ja. So maybe, you know, you're aiming high, and that's not necessarily this. But, no, that was my point in saying that right now I'm super happy. And if those guys develop into the superstars we think they can be, right, you focus on that part of it,
mm-hmm.
Well, then the wins and the where you finish will come.
Yes.
Because, again, that's the opportunity to have two superstars right from the draft.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Know, something that you've never had really before, especially your own like that.
No doubt about that. We're in complete agreement on that. All right, we will come back. Clay Tribe's going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to him about the Titans' victory and ending the Patriots' dynasty over the weekend. Lots more to come with Clay Tribe. He's going to join us at 1:25. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
All right, this hour's code word is major to win $1,000. Text the word major, M-A-J-O-R, to 72881 within the next 54 minutes. You have up until 2 o'clock if you're listening now here at 106. Text the word major to 72881. Text major, M-A-J-O-R, to 72881. That's this hour's 1 o'clock code word, major, to 72881. And don't forget, if you miss a code word any of these hours, within the hour you can rewind at the 92.9 app there, 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. We're the only station with rewinds. You can always go back and find this hour's code word there. Next word is coming up at 2 o'clock.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations 1 star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do.
Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
If you're ready to sell your home, or if you're ready to find the home of your dreams, you need to call the Live Love Memphis Group today. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number to call is 685-6000.
And the person to ask for is Jennifer Carson. Since she took care of me, she'll take care of you too.
685-6000.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
In the market for a new home? Orion is redefining home loans with a full team of experts ready to simplify the process. Visit OrionFCU.com or your local Orion branch to get pre-qualified today. That's OrionFCU.com. Conditions apply. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Now, who's hot, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the stores. You tell me who flop, who cop the blue drop, who jewel.
Clay Trapp's going to join us at 1:25. You got an interesting... You got an interesting message, Jason, on Facebook that you were just telling me about off the air that I thought we should bring to the air.
It goes back to what we were talking about with Myron and the booing and KJ and sort of opening up that conversation to sort of, is that sort of just what we do? It's not just a Lawson thing. We did it with Tariq Black. I brought up the point to John when he came back playing for the Houston Rockets. John talked about Austin Nichols. We boo. And Toby Moore, who's one of our most thoughtful listeners all the time, he's always DMing or calling in to us, pointed out he kind of laid it out the way it is, kind of the way I'd say it's Memphis or nothing with us, basically. It's us against the world. If you choose the world, be prepared to stay in it. Might not be right, just how it is. And I think he laid it out exactly. It's how we do it, and that's why we sort of got into this conversation with Myron signing off saying, hey, I don't think it's typically representative of Memphis, you know, sort of booing. And I said, well, I didn't say it to him when he was on, but it got me to thinking typically we do this.
Yep.
And so I responded back to Toby, and I'm interested in what you think. I said, that is how it is. We'll boo you and then ask you for a free spot for our kid in the free camp you're putting on for our kids when you're home for summers. Back home in Memphis. I said, shaking my head, the way it is, but doesn't make it right. Says, and I said, maybe says more about us than it does the actual player. So KJ, again, not just an isolated incident. I think there's some usefulness here in a sort of broadening this conversation. We've seen it with Tariq Black, right? You'd note how you'd feel if you saw Austin Nichols again. You'd probably boo. We do this over and over again. I just wonder, does it say more about why we try to tell you why we're so mad at KJ, right? Well, he ain't a man. Well, he ain't a kid no more, right? We get all into that. Is it just more representative, John, of something else, which is just us? You know what I mean? And how we, again, to the point I made, sort of define these guys' value, right, by the decisions they made as basketball players, as young men for a very short time at the University of Memphis. Because I know for a fact, while you'll boo Tariq Black that Houston Rockets game, we absolutely love that he comes home every summer just like that. Tariq does a camp, right, for 50 campers, if I'm not mistaken, not just try to help him in basketball but in life.
Yep.
Thaddeus Young does the week-long free camp over at Mitchell, and we applaud him and praise him, but we're going to boo him because, I don't want to get up so high on a high horse
right.
You can't boo a player. You pay your money, you're going to do what you do.
Yep.
But the idea that we don't, you know, that we do you boo guys, just like Toby says, you pick the world, we're going to boo you because you didn't pick Memphis.
Well, but it's complicated, though, because these guys were once part of Memphis. You know, these guys were born in Memphis. They were raised in Memphis, you know?
Thad was born in New Orleans, but raised
but,
here.
But
yes.
raised
yes.
here, right?
Yes,
like, yes. I mean, he's very the much one. From he's here. The,
yeah.
yeah.
Tariq
like,
was from here.
KJ,
Memphis,
you know,
absolutely.
Austin.
Home for Thad is Memphis.
Yeah.
Yes, to
we don't have
sure
a, we don't have
right.
a super long list of guys that have, you know, left and come back and been booed, right? There's not, like, a super long list, but, you know, like, there's not need to be a sort of recognition maybe that we're not, as a city, we're not big enough right? We don't have enough of these guys who are going on to, you know, to the NBA and playing professionally, coming back to where we would, like, maybe New York could do that, right? Like, and New York probably does do that. You know what I mean? Like, that's a market that probably doesn't care if you're from New York. There are a billion people.
There's
that
so many
there.
People from there. Yeah, they've had so many stories of guys making it.
But, like, what makes Memphis Memphis? It's the fact that we have such a pride about who is from here, right?
And yes.
Who comes out of here. And to the point, it's like, well, we can't strip that away from them if they make a decision that they feel like may result in them leaving the city. And let's be real about the situation. If KJ was your kid, right? If you had a kid in KJ's position, and you know, the program was going in the direction that it was going, you know, and you happened to work for the staff and you got a demotion, basically, even if it did come with a pay raise, you got a demotion. I mean, is anybody like? Are you making a different decision? Probably not. Like, you're probably going to Kansas too.
That's the point I was making. That the same people that boo him will thank him, because again, you transfer out of here and you show people, you know, that the Tubby thing wasn't, you know, again, behind the scenes. You talk about what he did to his father, but there was also was he working hard enough? That him and his staff as a whole, they working hard enough to be in that seat,
yep,
to be representative of what the head coach here at Memphis should be. So most folks would tell you that really root for that program. No, it wasn't suitable, right? And KJ was rebelling against that. And so they'll thank him for that, but in the same breath. And what I would tell you is, no, I'm not condoning the way he went out. No, but what I tell you is, we all make mistakes when we're young. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we all learn, most of us learn from them and become different people as a result of them. Or maybe not even different people, but learn in areas, right, and improve in areas where, John, you don't make that mistake again. To the point I'm making, where like a Fred Horton, who was considered back in the day a hothead, right?
Yeah.
Guy, how many kids has he helped? I mean, we look at him now as a hero. You're telling me KJ can't walk that same path to a point where we're all cheering for him and looking at him as sort of the same way?
Right.
One of the legends? It can happen. So you've got to take that in consideration. Now, that said, that night you want to boo because of what he did as a fan? If that's what it's about, that's fine. But I tell you, in most of those instances, again, we're defining them as their worth, right, by those moments of mistakes, those low points, right? In this case, it felt like it was a low point for him, the way he went out.
Right.
It was disrespectful. Those moments of it, we're going to define him like that for the rest of his life. Now he can't do that.
And
so those are the people I'm speaking to that, oh, there's no worth there. I don't want to talk. Stop. Because, again, there can be much more than you think. And, again, that person that you think can affect so many lives, man, and do so much good. We're literally seeing it every day.
Not to, you know, relitigate this, but was it a classy exit? No, it was not. It was not a classy exit at all. I mean, it was vulgar and unnecessary, honestly, right? But he was.
Well, they had already put out the release, too, that they were out and said all the things you're supposed to say when you're in that situation.
Right. But he was also a kid, and he never said F Memphis. I mean, it was all directed at Tubby Smith specifically. And again, like, you got to think about it. Like, there are emotions involved here, because Keelan was demoted by Tubby Smith. You know, I mean, that's probably something that didn't sit well with the family. You know what I mean? Even if it did come with a raise. So, you know, I think you got to take all those things into consideration. People change, people grow up, people mature. He's married now, my guy. He's got a degree. You know,
well, like his second master's or something like that.
Yeah,
his
I mean, people
first master's
people change, and you know that's the reputation of Memphis. The reputation of Memphis is that, you know, we're hospitable and we love our own and we take care of our own. Well, sometimes, like, people from Memphis leave, you know. Sometimes people seek other opportunities elsewhere, you know, professionally, right? And they come back. Like, do we boo, right, like, the young professionals, like, when they come back to Memphis? Because they mostly do. No, we don't. Just basketball players sometimes for some weird reason.
Like I said, I hope that KJ goes on to do great things and not just great things for himself in life, but also because, again, for the folks that went on and made it, right, that we say didn't give back. Right, I'll use this example. I'm not in his pockets, so I don't know what all he's given. But I know in terms of presence, you haven't seen. But a Quintel Woods, right, who left out of here, went to Carver High School, and I bring him up because I remember his high school coach telling me at one point, man, he ain't done nothing in terms of giving back to the school, right, the school he came out of. And again, I'm not singling out Quintel just to beat him up, but just as an example, right, those kinds of efforts will say, man, that wasn't right, right? Because when you get raised up, you're supposed to come back and give back. But then the ones that do come back, right, that in those instances didn't pick Memphis, not Tigers,
right,
we're still going to boo them? You can't boo them and then ask for the free spot in their free camp too, right? Yeah, no, you can't do both.
Right.
At some point, you got to give it up, so.
It was also a small group of people too. It wasn't like it was like resounding throughout FedEx Forum.
I'm not going to adjudicate. Again, it was enough to make that kid hurt.
Yep, it was.
And y'all, if this was your purpose, right, to get him back, right, he disrespected your program, so you wanted to get him. Well, you won because you broke the kid down crying. I hope that made you feel better in your life. If that was your plan. If you were just booing because that's, hey, you bought a ticket. Right, it's the moment you can boo and not out necessarily hurt the kid. Okay, but I think in a lot of those boos, John, are the ones where you want that kid to feel all that frustration you did. Well, you got into him, you broke him down as a man. You did it right, and I hope you're happy. Because again, I think in a lot of these instances, that says more about the actual person booing than it does about the person you're booing.
Who in your life have you booed and you want to come clean about? Have you ever booed? I know you probably booed some random NBA player back in the 80s.
I've got my kid booing too much. He's booing officials. He's booing officials during games when it's not.
Well, as long as they're not from Memphis, that's fine.
That's kind of
the precedent that we've established.
Who have I booed that I'd like to take back now?
You don't have to take him back. You said maybe this is a time to confess, come clean about, you know?
Jimmy Williams?
You booed Jimmy Williams?
No, I didn't. Figuratively, maybe.
Yeah, no, you you put Jimmy in the electric chair is what you did.
Again, don't you make that sound literal. You're speaking of figure. I can't come up
still,
with one off the top
you
of my
still
head.
Are affected by what you did to Jimmy.
Well, unfortunately, I know I've got to get this right with God's telling me because he keeps sending me friend requests on Facebook.
Yeah, well, maybe someday they'll make a 30 for 30 about what you did to Jimmy. The time you stabbed him in the back.
I didn't stab him in the back. Stop.
It was unintentional. It was totally unintentional.
No, I mean, he was good here for the short time, I guess.
He was.
Coached up the bigs, right?
Yes, he did. He did. He almost got one. He almost got a recruit, Leonard Allen. I've told this story before, but he ended up quitting basketball to pursue a career in computer sciences. He was nearly a Tiger.
He was the replacement for Walton. Right?
Yes.
After Walton leaves, lockout over.
Yes.
What a weird deal.
Yes, it was a strange
deal.
You
go out and get a coach that halfway point of the year.
Yes.
Right?
And it was obvious
was
to everybody.
Clearly.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, Josh even said in the introduction press conference, hey, when the lockout's over, he's gone. Yeah, it was like, it was very strange. I don't know if that was because Josh couldn't find a good replacement or what.
You ever know about his lawsuit in the University of Minnesota? Y'all ever talk about that?
Who?
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
$10 million lawsuit. Yeah, Tubby Smith fired him.
Yeah, I don't know that he won, right?
I don't think he got paid, though.
I don't know. I can't remember. There was an appeal
and all that. Yeah. Brett.
One day we'll have a Jimmy Williams extravaganza.
Well, we should probably just bring him on the show. Lord knows. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we need to do all that. If we're being honest.
Is he not still watching the round ball? Can he not analyze?
I don't know. I love Jimmy, but Jimmy was a dear friend. He's a good man, but we do not need to bring him on the show.
Oh, I can tell. Then we don't need. We probably don't need to be laughing.
I had the number. I was ready.
Don't do it, Brad. Let's go. It's totally. He understands.
Okay. I thought maybe he could tell us some stories.
Oh, he'll tell you some stories. That's the problem. Okay. It'll be like Artis Hicks times 10.
Guy from Mississippi we got on before the break?
Yes.
Artis Hicks. When Larry Brown was tell you a story.
Brother.
No, I love Larry Brown.
He's still going.
Larry Brown's got like a social cue. You know, those are the guests I would like to avoid in the future. Guys who don't have the social cue. All right, man, you've been talking for 15 minutes straight, Artis. It's time to go. Anyway,
Artis's stories were good though.
They were
as opposed to those other guys.
There were just some things that he added in as details that were, you know, from a production standpoint, unnecessary.
Like when he was born.
Yeah, when and where he was born in a manger.
I'm glad he got to tell his story though.
I didn't realize we were going into that though. Anyway, we will talk to Clay Travis when we come back. We'll talk to him about the Titans and more on the other side. Jason and John, 90s here on FM, ESPN.
Listen weekdays at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour every hour for your chance to win a Jeep.
Just chill to the next episode.
Win a Jeep, $1,000 in straight cash, homie.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
It's new money in the new year. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. Let me tell you about the most popular membership offered in the Mid-South. The ATC Fitness Premium Membership is not only just a great price at $25 a month, you get access to all 18 ATC Fitness locations and the best option for a massage on the market today. The Hydro Massage Lounges are a great way to relax, refresh, and recover with warm jets that move up and down your body. Come in for a free demo or go online at atcfitness.com and sign up today. ATC Fitness, locally owned. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor? Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm Troy Fiveash, owner of Fiveash Roofing. If you need a roof for your home or business, we hope to hear from you, and we will work hard to earn your business. We are experts and certified in residential and commercial roofing, siding, and gutter installation. We have been serving the Memphis area for over 20 years, and now with two of my sons working with me, we plan to be here for many years to come. So if you need a roof, please give us a call. On a personal note, what a great time to be a Memphis sports fan. With the Grizzlies' new look, the Redbirds, the 901 FC, and the Tigers football and basketball teams, it's going to be a fun year. Thank you to Coach Norvell, Coach Hardaway, and their staffs for your dedication to your student athletes, the University of Memphis, and to fans like me who have waited forever to have both the football and basketball teams ranked at the same time. Fiveash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Fiveash Roofing. It's what we do. We're here for you.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every single Tuesday at this time, we talk to Clay Travis. Now, Clay, happy new year, man. What's going on?
Just fingers crossed that the Titans can have another big-time Saturday coming up, another Saturday night game. The city of Nashville is fired up about the big win over the Patriots. May have ended that Brady Belichick dynasty, and we'll see whether or not there's any more magic left in this postseason run.
It feels like they're playing the kind of football that nobody wants to see right now. You know what I mean? Physical football that you got to – people have been talking about. You got to make business decisions whether you want to tackle Derrick Henry. Playing well at the right time and maybe the right way? Clay, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a team that definitely travels. And so we saw almost all four road teams win. And the defense was what surprised me against the Patriots. I knew that Derrick Henry would be good because I mean, he's been the best running back in the NFL this season, and he's been even better since Ryan Tannehill took over. And to see how well he did against the Patriots And the fact that the Titans were able to win, despite the fact that Tannehill didn't play very well, means that the ceiling for the Titans, I think, is still the ceiling game is still kind of out there, right? I mean, they can win in a variety of ways. They can win sort of like they did against the Patriots, which is choking you out, playing a big physical, gritty style. And the offense is also good enough to score 35 or 38 if they need to. Coming into the game against the Patriots, the Titan offense had averaged 30.4 points per game since he took over as the starter, which is top two or three in the league. So the defense has honestly been the question mark, and I think anytime you go up against Lamar Jackson, that's nerve-wracking because of what they've done this year. But I'm cautiously optimistic they can make it a game going into the fourth quarter and see if they can find a way to steal it late.
I know you had picked Titans, I think, going in, but did it not surprise you, at least to the degree of how dominant, you know, Derrick Henry was? You figure because Belichick's going to take out the thing you're best at, right? And coming into that game, they're sixth against the run. You figure they'll be stout against that, and Henry rolls right on him, rolls all over him. That part surprise you, how dominant he was?
I was surprised by how good Henry was.
No doubt.
And within how good Henry was, I was also surprised at how not good the Titans were in the passing game, because they've been very explosive in the play-action passing game, and the receivers combined had two catches for 10 yards. So the offense, even as good as Derrick Henry was probably not as good as what I had anticipated. I thought they'd go up and score, you know, 24, 28 points regardless. That's now, I didn't think the defense was going to be as good either. So in sum total, you know, what I said was I thought the Titans were better top to bottom, and I still think they are. I think that the Titans have a better team than the Patriots, and the Patriots were mortal, and it was obviously, I think it's the biggest win for the Titans since the Super Bowl run. I think it's that big.
How will you look back on what was in New England for the last, you know, 17 to 18 years? Like, it was obviously an unprecedented run, you know, for an NFL franchise. But, you know, with the happy endings and the Spygate and the you know, the Bengals stuff and the Deflategate, like, it clearly does come with, you know, some caveats. So how will you look back on the dynasty that was in New England?
I think the big debate going forward, yes, I think a lot of those controversies fade. And the big debate in, you know, 20 years that people will talk about is who was better or more integral to that dynasty, Brady or Belichick. And I also think it matters how does the next 20 or 30 years of NFL football go? Do we go from one dynasty that was phenomenal with everything that happened with Brady and Belichick to the guy that I'd buy stock in right now if you were like, hey, what NFL quarterback do you believe in the most, Patrick Mahomes? Or do we have a situation where it goes back to what it was for most of history, which is winning one Super Bowl is a huge deal, and if you're fortunate enough to win two, you're kind of on a different caliber? Or is there somebody, and I'll use Mahomes because I think he's the most likely right now to do this, is there somebody like Patrick Mahomes who in the next, you know, 8 or 9 years runs off 3 or 4 Super Bowls? Then I think we think about Brady a little bit differently as well. You know, how many other people are able to even remotely get close to 2 or 3, to say nothing of 6? I think that becomes a big deal. What I would say about Brady and Belichick in general is what I said about Saban. They make you think that what they're doing is normal, and you try to compete with it and realize that it's not, right? Most franchises out there are ecstatic to win a playoff game at all in a season. Right? I mean, the Buffalo Bills have not won a playoff game since 1995 in the same division as the New England Patriots. Even a franchise like the Dallas Cowboys has only won 3 playoff games all wild card round since 1995. So, I mean, winning a playoff game is a big deal. Deshaun Watson had never done it. Ryan Tannehill had never done it. Kirk Cousins had never done it. And Brady makes going to the Super Bowl seem like not that big of a deal. I think that's just a sign of how incredibly great he was.
No doubt. Now, you put up a poll this morning on your Twitter account, and you asked the question, which is more likely to win a Super Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years, Dak as Cowboys quarterback or Tom Brady as Cowboys quarterback? And Tom Brady is winning the vote, 55-45. Do you actually believe there's a chance that Tom Brady is under center for the Cowboys?
I don't know. I mean, look, if he's going to be an unrestricted free agent, then it's possible, right? I mean, there are a lot of teams. I mean, if people are talking about him going to the Chargers, and it's crazy to me that the Chargers would trade Phillip Rivers for an older quarterback. If Jerry Jones is 77 years old and his obsession is getting back to a Super Bowl, if your choices are Dak Prescott, who is demanding to become the highest paid quarterback in the history of the NFL, highest paid player in the history of the NFL, or Tom Brady, who wants to play for two or three more years, I think that maybe your odds of winning a Super Bowl with Brady could be better given what you'd have to pay Dak and where that money would come from, which means that you don't have the same talent to build around them. You asked earlier, we talked about earlier on my program and a lot of other programs, people are saying, what would you say to Tom Brady? Like, what advice would you give him? My advice would be stay at the Patriots unless you can go somewhere you think and win a Super Bowl. And so the only way that I think it makes sense for Brady to move is if he's going to a team that's good enough around him to win a Super Bowl, and the Cowboys are one of those teams.
You like McCarthy in Dallas? It seems to be pretty resounding than most people do. I think he's got something to prove.
I don't think it's a bad hire at all. I think the bigger issues still are, what do you do long range with Dak, and what do you do with Amari Cooper? Because the Dallas Cowboys are coming up now on having to pay a lot of good young players, and which ones of those good young players are they going to be able to keep?
Hasn't Dak earned it, though, Clay, in a way, right? Like, with the way he's carrying, you know, as much as we're beating on Ezekiel, hasn't Dak earned it with his play? Now, I'm not saying 40, but 30 million at this point rather than a franchise and a decision. Amari, I'm with you. I question whether, you know, he even wanted to be on the field at the end. Maybe you put that on Jason Garrett, but hasn't Dak sort of at this point earned it with the way he's played?
Well, I think he's earned it, especially if you look at the fact that he's only made $2.7
Correct.
Million
right.
in the first 4
underpaid
years.
Underpaid by far, yeah.
Underpaid in his first 4 years. And I also think he's earned it because, unlike Ezekiel Elliott, he didn't sit out. You know, he fulfilled the terms
Came
of
to
his
work.
Contract.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I also understand if the Cowboys look at it and say, boy, we don't want to make this guy the highest paid player of all time, which is what he's wanting, right? I mean, he wants more money than Jared Goff got, which would make him the highest paid player in NFL history. And that kind of puts in potentially play the franchise tag. Well, if I'm advising Dak Prescott, I'm saying, wait a minute, you can't franchise me. You negotiated with Ezekiel Elliott while he was still under contract. You tore up his deal and gave him a new one.
That's fair.
And now you're going to franchise tag my guy. So mm-hmm. I think there's likely to be a decent amount of gap between what the Cowboys think Dak Prescott is worth and what Dak and his agents think that he's worth. And that's why I could see this turning into a pretty contentious debate. Because, look, if I were advising Dak or I was Dak, I would say, hey, you can't show up for work if they franchise tag you. Because if they do that, then they're treating you entirely different than they did Ezekiel Elliott. You've done everything you could be asked of to do and vastly more.
In good confidence.
And you expect to be treated the same as Ezekiel Elliott, which is to get paid better at your position than anybody ever has.
We are, of course, talking to Clay Travis. He joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. You can hear him every morning on 790 AM. Clay, as you know, the Baltimore Ravens have not lost a game since 1917. Does that change? Does that change this weekend? How does it have to look for that to change?
You said they haven't lost a game since when?
1917, the year 1917.
Yes. So I was thinking like the movie 1917 because I watched the Golden Globes. Look, I mean, the Baltimore Ravens' last game I think they lost was to the Cleveland Browns, if I'm not mistaken, at home. They started off the season 2-2. They could have very easily been 2-3, were fortunate to win a road game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then really basically in the last 7 or 8 weeks of the season just put the pedal to the metal. I think what is interesting about how you defend them, and I'm far from an X's and O's guy, is I think you almost have to play drop back, make Lamar Jackson beat you throwing the football. Now, that's hard to do because, obviously, with Mark Ingram and that rush attack, when they run the play action fakes, and certainly when they run the choice for Lamar Jackson, whether to keep the ball or give it to Mark Ingram, it's easier said than done. But I almost feel as if you have to not worry as much about rushing the passer and trying to get to Lamar Jackson, and spend more time trying to ensure that he doesn't, you know, beat you up getting around in the run game. So it's easier said than done, but I think you have to make Lamar Jackson beat you from the pocket. I don't know if the Titans are talented enough defensively to do it, but that would, I think, be the game plan you have to go in with.
Clay, by the time we talk to you next week, Clemson and LSU will have met in the college football national championship game. I think you've been king of the week 7 times on Lock It In. What should we expect in this Clemson-LSU game?
Well, I think points. I don't know if you're going to get enough points to get over the 69.5, which I believe is the most recent number that I've seen out on Fox Bet. So, yeah. I mean, that's a big number. But I think it's going to be an incredible game. I'm going down to New Orleans on Sunday to watch it in person. It's not very often you see the number one overall pick in 2020, this year's draft, and probably the number one overall pick next year. And there's a ton at stake. If Joe Burrow goes out and plays well and LSU wins, then we're talking about Joe Burrow as having one of the greatest seasons in the history of college football. I think right up there and probably surpassing what Cam Newton did, which right now is his 1 year with Auburn is probably the single greatest season at quarterback that I've seen in recent history. And on the flip side, if Trevor Lawrence goes out and wins, I believe that's like 26 straight wins as a starting quarterback for Trevor Lawrence, 2 straight national championships. And he would come back for his junior year with a chance to go undefeated and win a 3rd straight, which would make him probably the greatest college football quarterback of all time. Because I can't think of anybody who won 3 straight and never lost. I think that's kind of the stakes that are at play. I think LSU wins, but I don't really have a strong read on the over or the number right now, which I believe is sitting around 5.5 or 6. Yeah.
Clay, how bullish are you on Tua? I there were some people who said if he would have come back, it would have made them kind of sick, right? Because we with the injury and we've seen guys come back to school when they probably should have left. How bullish are you on Tua's draft stock?
I'll be stunned if he's not a top 10 pick. I think there's probably a good chance the Dolphins take him at 5. But if he's not taken at 5, then if I remember correctly, there are 3 straight picks, I think, at 11, 12, and 13, if I'm not mistaken, or 12, 13, and 14. The Raiders, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Indianapolis Colts all draft boom, 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 right there midway through the first round. And there's no way all those guys are going to let him buy. So I think he'll be a top 10 pick. I think he'll probably go 5 overall. And obviously that depends to a large extent on what the doctors say. But it would surprise me if he's not, given how talented he is on the field. Your concern is about his health and whether he can stay healthy in the NFL, not whether he's talented enough to play in the league. And so I think that will mean that he is definitely a top 10 pick before all is said and done.
Clay, do you have any New Year's resolutions? Are you a resolutions guy?
I have been in the past, but I didn't make any this year. I'm pretty comfortable with where I am.
More money.
I didn't make a single resolution. If I were going to do it, it would probably be to get more sleep. I work too much, and when you get up every morning at 4:30, you're tired a lot. If I could change anything in my life, it would be to get more sleep. But it's kind of hard to do when, again, you wake up at 4:30.
Well, how can you change our listeners' lives today, Clay?
Save them money. If they go to the Home Loan Expert right now and get hooked up with a great rate starting off 2020, mortgage rates are insanely low. You can get hooked up and be glad that you did. All you need to do, thehomeloanexpert.com. You give them 5 minutes, they'll give you a mortgage. The best possible deal, put your financial house in order to start 2020, at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Clay, appreciate
happy
it, man. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys as well. Appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. He is Clay Travis. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Do you do resolutions, Jason? Are you a resolution guy?
Well, I tried to stop, you know, hating so much, and you had me right back to it yesterday.
I don't think that was a me problem. I'll tell you what we're doing.
It's just getting back with you sort of puts me back in those old ways.
That's right. I bring it out of you.
Yeah.
I'm on day three of no meat. Yeah. And last night I was having withdrawals. I was lightheaded. I was fatigued. I was going through it.
I love how non-meat eaters, when you go through this little phase and you're saying you're not that yet, you want credit.
I don't want credit.
Yeah, you do.
I'm telling you.
You want to tell folks.
I don't
you want
know
some
if I'm doing the right thing
for
or not.
Being all veggie.
Yeah, this is not fun. I don't enjoy this at all. I don't think I can do this.
What's it supposed to do for you?
Well, it's a, you know,
tighten up
it's a detox. And also, you know, there's some environmental implications as well. You know, I mean, you could do your research, but, you know, you're cutting back on your meat consumption. It's good for the environment. I mean, that's...
You're saving some animals.
I mean, we got a lot going on in Australia. I mean, it's tough.
Brad, your family eat a lot of animal?
We decided to eat more meat so that we could eat John's portion this year.
That's what I thought.
So we're going to counterbalance.
Like, on a farm. What do you mean is he eat meat?
That's are they eating plenty of it? Yeah. I figured they were. I think they've doubled their consumption.
We rang in the new year butchering. So
yeah, red-blooded Americans. Yeah.
Let me be clear. I love steak and meat and everything, but we're going a little bit more plant-based.
You're saving a few, huh?
Yeah.
Saving a few, I guess.
Good luck with that.
Y'all start a little farm over at the tiny home. You got a lot of backyards.
No need for a farm. We ain't got no use for them.
You got to go organic. You got to grow some stuff.
Yeah, we can grow some plants in the backyard. We'll go gardening.
Grow some food for yourself.
The botanic gardens in the back. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jeff Calkins.
We talk about the hot topics, and it doesn't matter if they're Grizzlies, Tigers, whatever they might be. At least that's what we try to do. We try to talk about what we think will resonate the best.
The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. till 11 a.m., 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN, broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Day!
Now you can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing-style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one right here!
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month or less. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway included at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/access now to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes taxes and fees. Includes 1 terabyte of data per month. Data overage charges apply. For details about data allowance, go to att.com/internet-usage. Geographic and service restrictions apply.
I'm Hugh Mallory, and I'm with Sheldon Rosengarten, and we're with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I'm trying to find out why so many real estate agents want to sell your listings.
Hugh, very simple. First, while always making sure our sellers are well represented, always make it an easy process for other agents. And with our highly successful strategic marketing program, which sellers love, our Shellbucks option makes other agents want to sell our listings.
So you have something like a secret recipe?
For sure, you. And when someone is thinking of selling, I shock them by telling them to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make us one of them. Then they'll find out why our strategic marketing program can mean the difference in whether they sit or sell. That's why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Done.
Or Mallory Moves Memphis. Hugh Mallory. They can reach us at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now. That's 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. And
go Tigers!
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home. And there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so you might be out there thinking that when an investor says they want to buy your house for cash, the offer they're going to make won't be a good one. Well, that is not the case with the investor that the Live Love Memphis team is working with. So you might be pondering, you might be considering listing your home, and you may want $180,000 for it. Well, the chances are the offer from the Live Love investor would most likely be in the $175,000 range, and that's all without the hassle of having to get it ready to go on the market, the expense of needed repairs, appraisal, closing cost assistance, and more. So you could actually be making more from your home with the investor offer from the Live Love Memphis Group.
Right. It's a pretty cool deal, and especially good to know. Knowledge is power, as we say. If you're thinking of selling your home that's not yet on the market in Shelby County or in DeSoto County, they'd love to hear from you over at Live Love. Simply send your address in an email to investor@livelovememphis.com. Again, that's investor@livelovememphis.com. That team over at Live Love, led by Jennifer Carstensen, going to do a free analysis. Don't worry. You're not obligated to sell. They're not going to hassle you to sell. The Live Love Memphis Group is simply going to do that analysis, tell you what the investor will pay, and it's up to you to decide what you do from there. You could just sit on the knowledge. See how much cash you could get for your home today by emailing your home address again to investor@livelovememphis.com. That's investor@livelovememphis.com.
We were just talking with Clay about plant-based and my new like semi-lifestyle. Let me recommend, honest to God, the Beyond Burger. Let me recommend it because
is that what you get at the Burger King Whopper, the fake Whopper?
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
The Impossible Burger that they're selling.
It's kind of like that, except it's a different. You buy it at like at Whole Foods or Kroger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called or Target, I think is where Sam gets the Beyond Burger, and it's not meat. It's like plant based. You know, it's a bunch of different things that make up the burger. But it tastes honestly no different than, you know, a high school cafeteria burger.
Yeah, I didn't eat those.
What you ate? You did.
No.
You did.
Got the soft cookies. Anytime there was burger,
you ate the burger.
I didn't trust that mystery meat.
Well, there are many that did. you know, including myself. So, like, it tastes kind of like that exactly. And it's not.
But that's not good.
It's not bad, though.
So you're really just kind of talking yourself into it.
It's not bad. It, honestly.
That I have to do this.
It's really not that bad. You should try it. You can, you know, put on the Big Green Egg, dog. You can go crazy, bro.
You're going to grill the dirt burger.
Not a dirt burger.
It's just made out of dirt and leaves and plants.
Dirt burger sounds had, right.
Well, so you're going to grill it up so you can convince yourself that it's like a real burger. Mm. Well, like, what's the point of that?
Well,
and especially if you're not just transitioning over to where you're no longer meat at all. Well, like, I could get if you were doing it right. That's like going from smoker to non-smoker.
Yeah.
But if you still dabble in meats, like trying to tell yourself that this dirt burger is like the meat burger I really enjoy, it's just silliness. It's just mind, you know, yourself.
Yeah, mind play.
But you understand the health benefits that come with eating, as you say, dirt burgers. You know, veggie burgers.
You've read about those benefits more than I have, sir.
Well, I'll send you some material tonight. And maybe you can.
What good's it doing you?
Brush up. I feel amazing.
I see when you go tighten up, put on them tights, and go play basketball, you feel great. I saw you too during the break. Don't think I didn't catch that.
Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I am pulling for some Georgia Bulldogs tonight, and you should be too, Memphis fans. 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Georgia, yes, that Georgia team coming off a 65-62 win at Memphis this weekend starts SEC play tonight at home against the number 14 Kentucky Wildcats. Shouldn't give you any, have to give you too many reasons to root against the Wildcats. What this really is, though, that's just for fun and Cal and all that. What this really is you want to see this Georgia team do well. Do as well as possible in the SEC this year because, again, these are where Memphis is kind of slipping. Tennessee ain't looking as good as it did when you went in there and beat them.
Yep.
Understand what I'm saying? NC State, 1-2 in ACC play, ain't looking as good. So you'd like the Georgia Bulldogs, after beating you, to go on and have a decent season so that loss ain't as bad as it looks when you first got it.
You know, the playoff-bound Grizzlies tonight take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are a 3-point favorite at home against the Timberwolves.
You're fooling yourself with playoff-bound, though, bro.
6:30 tonight on 92.9 pregame, 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine. I'll also be checking my phone because I need to figure out if Jeff Monken or Joe Brady or Steve Sarkisian is going to be the next Mississippi State coach. So those are my two.
Steve Sarkisian? You're going to get yourself excited about Steve Sarkisian?
He's a good fun. He's fun at the bar, bro.
Gross. Yeah, he's fun at the bar. Not running a football program.
He's running Alabama's offense right now. So.
And Brady, about as young as John.
Brady is as young as
30
me.
30 years old. Joe Brady. Would you take Joe Brady as your coach?
At this point, yeah.
I think so with where y'all are.
Yes. Boy, this is all jacked up.
At this point.
He might be a genius.
Y'all should have just fired Joe
it's super
Moran,
fun, though. Hey, you know. It's super fun, though. I love it.
Well, you didn't get Judge Joe Brown.
No, we didn't.
Like you wanted.
Well, an NFL team did, so, you know.
I'll be watching Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. Have y'all seen that? They're bringing Ken Jennings and James Holzhauer and Brad Rutter.
Other one I'm not familiar with, Brad.
Yeah, they're all coming back together to, I guess, play each other.
Yeah.
In
cool. It's for Alex, really.
For Alex, yeah, you're exactly right.
He wants to know.
That's tonight on ABC. If you want to catch.
I bet
that.
He wishes he ate real meat all that time.
Low, Brad. We're not going to end the show like that. Apologize.
I'm sorry,
Jesus.
Alex. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
We're hoping he pulls through, except
bro.
For Brad.
Yes. Eat the meat,
everybody, except Brad. That's going to do it for us today. As always, show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks, of course, to Clay Travis. Thanks to Myron Metcalf. And thanks to Sean Salisbury for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. for just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Style on point? Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check, please.
You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Ooh, the art of flame and flavor from the world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you as you're seated. And when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. With semi-private and fully private rooms, we have plenty of options for your special holiday event.
This is Gary Parish from the Gary Parish Show reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality...
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.